Welcome to Community Matters, your resource for the latest information about community associations on the Suncoast. And now it's time for Community Matters.
Welcome to Community Matters, your resource for the latest community association news. My name is Kevin Wells, and I will be your host for the next hour. You are listening to WSRQ Radio 106.9 FM, 98.9 FM, 1220 AM, the voice of Sarasota and Manatee. In the studio today, we have three guests. The first two guests are from Symbient Service Corporation. We have the pleasure of having Sandy King in the studio. Sandy is the president of Symbient, and she can explain to us what geothermal means and how it will be, I would think, a boon for almost any community that has a pool or other geothermal heating need. We also have Holly Howarth. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did.
She is the new business development rep for Symbient, and she can help us understand what Symbient can offer and what basically you guys do. Now, Sandy, let me turn to you first. Explain to our listeners, what is geothermal and what does Symbient offer as far as services?
Okay, well, geothermal, just to break it down, is, you know, geo, the earth, and thermal, heat. So there's natural resources available in the earth that can provide heat for whatever your needs are, pool heating, air conditioning, and heating of a home. It's a source. We tap into the water aquifers in the ground, or you can use a lake, and we use that as a source of heat. And it's free in the sense that the heat's there, but you still have to transfer the heat. So you use a heat pump to transfer that heat from the earth to wherever you want to heat, usually a pool. We heat over 1,200 pools in the state of Florida, commercial pools. We work all over the state. So the heat pump is still the most efficient method, but instead of using air as the source, we use the ground, and hence the geothermal.
And when we were talking off air, Sandy, you said there's basically two ways you can use the geothermal. If you have a lake nearby, mm-hmm. you can drop a line into the lake, mm-hmm. Or you can dig a well.
Right.
Obviously, I would think the lake would be cheaper because you're not going to pay the expense of digging a well.
Of course. You don't have that initial cost of drilling wells, because you do have to drill two wells, one for supply and one for discharge. You can't put the water back down the same well. It would cool it off, so then that wouldn't work. But if the lake's large enough, we usually like it to be 10 times the surface area of the pool, then you can use the lake as the source of heat, and you just pump the water out. You don't change it chemically. You just change the temperature slightly, and then you put the water right back into the lake. So you're just borrowing the lake water for the heat.
Now, explain one thing to me. If my lake is at 78 degrees, how does the heat pump increase that temperature where you can heat my pool maybe to 85 or 90? How do you go above the temperature of the lake?
That's a good question, Kevin. We also heat spas to 104. It is a heat pump, so it's transferring heat like your air conditioner in your home, your refrigerator, your car. You know, just it takes that heat from the water and transfers it into the pool. The pool keeps recirculating and gaining heat each time it passes through the heat pump, whereas the water just goes through once from the lake, and we absorb the heat with Freon. So it's you still use a mechanical device called a heat pump to transfer that free heat. So you can heat it to whatever temperature you want to set it for.
So you actually use Freon within the heat pump itself to transfer the heat from the water to the Freon?
Yes. The two waters never mix. You're just using that compressor, moves the heat from the lake to the pool by using Freon to transfer the heat.
And you actually don't use the water. You take the heat from the water and put it either back into the ground or back into the lake, but you're never actually using that water.
Correct. We do not deplete that source. We just borrow it for the temperature.
And I would think that would, for many of my condominiums, I was thinking maybe that would confuse them, mm-hmm. that they think you're going to pump the water out of the lake and then discharge it, but you're not. It's a closed system, right?
Right. You're not wasting any source. You're borrowing it long enough to get the heat.
So now, explain to me how the well works. I mean, if you have a lake close by, obviously that would be your first option, because that's mm-hmm. going to be less expensive.
Right.
If you have to dig a well, how does that work?
It's just like an irrigation well that you would have, or a drinking water well. Depending on the water table, you may have the pump down in the well. You might have it on the surface, but it's usually a 4-inch to 6-inch average diameter well. You go to the depth of the aquifer, so you go through the rock. You get into a nice rock area past the sand, and you tap into the aquifer in the earth, and you develop it. And so usually you get you pump it out of one well and discharge into another well, and then it's the same aquifer, but enough distance between the two wells so you don't cool off the supply well.
And do you have to get Swift Mud approval to dig those wells?
In this area, yes. Okay. And we pull a DEP permit for the discharge well, and we handle all the permitting processes.
All the nitty-gritty mm-hmm. details involved
yeah.
in that.
Yeah. And the well driller also pulls a health department permit. But we permit it as a closed-loop system, and so it's not like an irrigation permit because we're not using the water.
It's almost like a neutral system. You mm-hmm. take it out, you put it back, so yes. there's no negative drawing of water.
Yes.
And again, you are listening to Community Matters. I am your host, Attorney Kevin Wells. And today we are talking to Symbiont Service Corporation. We have Sandy King in the studio. And we also have Holly
Howarth.
Howarth. I keep stumbling on your last name, Holly. That's fine. My apologies. Now, Holly, since we're talking to you, tell me what you do for Symbiont. You are the general business developer, correct?
Yes. I do new business development for Symbiont Service Corp. So I'm the one that will come out and, you know, talk with communities and stuff and kind of say what Sandy just explained, mm-hmm. what the geothermal is, what we do, and how it can benefit the different condominium associations or homeowners associations.
Now, let me ask you a very easy question. Who is your ideal client? Is it a condominium with a large pool, a spa that's currently using gas? Who is your ideal client?
Any, you know, commercial pool, you know, that is heating with propane or gas would okay. be, you know, the
and
most.
The propane or gas, I assume that is fairly expensive.
Propane gas is the most expensive, and then natural gas would be a close second.
Okay.
So, and even people that have air source heat pumps on their pool, if their pool is close to a lake nearby, that would also be a good, you know, because you got the loss of the heat being able to be put in the pool when the air temperature at night, especially in the winter, drops.
Right.
So that air source heat pump becomes inefficient. Mm-hmm. So that also would be a good lead.
Now, do you do only commercial or do you also do residential pools?
Our main business is commercial, but we do some residential. And in the case of somebody that has a pool on a lake, that would be something that we would look at.
Okay.
You know, because the cost of the two wells can be costly for the, you know, typical residential home.
I would assume the depth would also have to vary depending on how deep they have to go to hit the aquifer. So it's not a set depth. It's going to vary.
So the wells will, you know, that's what makes them costly.
Sure. Now, if I'm a typical condominium, I've got, you know, a very large pool for my couple hundred unit owners. What sort of savings ballpark for me am I looking at if I'm using propane right now? Am I looking at a 10% savings or greater?
No, for LP gas, yes. It can be anywhere from 70 to 90% savings.
Wow.
And then on...
Now, let's back up. 70 to 90% savings.
Yes, for LP gas.
Now, is that per month or is that a one-time savings?
For what their season is, like if whatever they have budgeted for gas that year, they can save up to 70 to 90%.
Our so-called Florida winter?
Right.
I have to make fun of our winter because we had a very nice winter this year.
Well,
but still, the water
cold,
gets
though.
Cold. Absolutely.
Yeah, it got cold. And it was short, but we had some cold weather, and the air source heat pumps did not perform this year when we had those cold fronts because the air got too cold at night
right.
for them to work.
And I think when we were talking off air, that's one of the advantages you guys can really offer is not only are you traditionally cheaper than propane, that also you can regulate temperatures better than using a propane-based system.
Correct. We can basically guarantee the temperature based on the parameters that we set for sizing. And you do not need a backup with the Symbiont geothermal.
Nor a blanket.
Right.
And that saves additional money because mm-hmm. blankets are not cheap either.
And this system heats and cools.
Right.
Okay. So that's, you know, where a gas heater won't do that.
Right, absolutely. Gas heater just heats. Some people don't like the gas heater because they perceive that gas is dangerous also, whereas yeah. you guys have no gas.
It's typically the most common method to heat a pool right now because it's the cheapest initial cost to install. It's just but usually the builders turn it over and then the condo association takes over the payment of filling the gas tank, and that's where the costs get in.
Right.
So it's definitely to their advantage to go heat pump. But a builder, it's much cheaper initial cost to go
sure.
with gas.
And if you're a typical condominium, you keep the status quo. You've got that built into your budget. You don't even think about, hey, can I cut that cost by 70, maybe 90%, mm-hmm. you just keep doing what you did last year. Mm-hmm. And that's one of, I think, the errors of condominiums, co-ops, and HOAs is they like to just keep doing what they did the previous year, and they don't think outside the box of right. going to like a geothermal heat pump that could save them substantial money.
Right. Well, the thing about gas is it does work. So absolutely. If it's not breaking down, which it does break down, and its life expectancy is fractional compared to geothermal heat pumps, so they're not getting complaints initially, so they stick with the gas. But right. eventually it does break down, and eventually it does need to be replaced, and that's a good time to look into it, if not sooner.
And we do need to take a short break to hear from the show's sponsors, but we will be right back with Symbiont Service Corporation talking about geothermal heating. Welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, Attorney Kevin Wells, and today we are talking to Symbiont Service Corporation, and the show topic is geothermal heating of pools and any other thing we can heat geothermal. It's not just limited to pools, and we've been talking to Sandy and Holly about Symbiont, but I wanted to kind of change the second segment up and introduce Lee Howell. Lee, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Lee, you are a manager at Terra Siesta Cooperative. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Tell me about your association.
My association is about, we have 539 units. We're located in Ellington, Florida. We're up there by the outlet mall, like everybody knows. We're just under 400 square acres, so we're a nice size park. We actually have two pools, and one of them was being heated with propane. And that's when I started looking into a geothermal answer and met these two nice, lovely ladies, and they came and gave me a great hand with my expenses on my pool heating.
Now, let me back up. We're before talking about a lot of associations don't think outside the box. They just keep the status quo. What made you start researching geothermal? Did you have an issue with your propane, or were you just an out-of-the-box thinker?
Actually, I was a new manager at the location, and I had had some experience with some geothermal units in other places that I had been in the past, mm-hmm. and very briefly, however, so I really never got long term. It seemed like a much better solution to strictly burning propane, which is, if you've ever done that on a pool, you will know is probably the biggest cost you have of a pool.
Sure.
It's very, very expensive.
Now, you said one pool was heated by propane. Was the other pool not heated?
Actually, the other pool is not heated. We, okay. In this case, we keep two pools. One of them is kept cold. One of our residents, we refer to it, quite frankly, as our northern pool. They like it a little cooler. Uh-huh. We have to keep one of our main pool heated because we do authorize an arthritic exercise course for our residents. So by state standard, I must keep that pool at least at 86 degrees, constant.
Now tell me about that pool. How big is it?
Your main pool. The main pool is a pretty good size. We're roughly sitting at about, I think it's 30 by 50.
Okay, so that's a very large pool in my book.
It's like 50,000 gallons.
Yes, 50,000 gallons. Yes, mm-hmm. I haven't done that math yet, but it's quite a large pool.
So 50,000 gallons, about 30 by 50. So that's a very large pool, I think, for most of the condominium people or the co-op people who are listening. That's probably a good size pool.
It's at the starting of being a really large pool. Okay. It's not the biggest I've seen in some of my condos, but it's good size.
Now, when you brought up geothermal heating to your board, as we all know, the board of directors are typically the decision makers. How did that conversation go?
Oh, they were very skeptical. And we're not exactly sure how this works. Where's the heating element? Where you know, it's not something when you really look at the technology involved that a lot of people understand. It helps that I come from an air conditioning background at one time, so I kind of got a knowledge of heat exchange. But it took a good year of discussing this with my board before we really got them interested.
Okay, how did you get them interested? Cost savings, better performing? I mean, what did you do to really hook them?
finally, just really, I got somebody who had a system that it was installed, and they were extremely ecstatic about it. And I got them to give us an invite to go look at the system. And we sat down, and they started trying to talk some numbers. They had really not done a study, but they knew they were saving a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And actually taking them and showing the system and actually seeing how it works over, I think we did about a 30-day period of time. We went twice. And that then they were all sold, because then the numbers started to really make sense.
Well, I think I want to talk about that. You're a numbers guy, right, Lee?
Yes, I am.
Let's talk about the numbers.
Okay.
We've heard Sandy say that there's a savings of 70, 90%. Right, Sandy?
Yes.
How did you crunch your numbers? Now, you have Symbiont installed on your main pool.
Yes, we've had Symbiont installed on our main pool. Going on, this is going on our second year now.
Second year.
Okay. My board is a very show-me type of board.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to money.
Exactly. Exactly. Not only did we put it in and we expected to have a savings, but we wanted to track our savings. We wanted to know exactly what we were saving. So I did an 18-month study on previous electric versus the propane use we were doing. And what we found is we normally had a expense for propane in a given year of between $21,000 to $23,000 a year to heat the pool. After we changed, it took a little while because, you know, we started mid-season and we took a little while. It took us a little longer than a year to actually find out the true numbers. But we cut that down to just over $2,000 a year. We're talking about an 84% savings in a year, roughly around $18,000.
Wow.
We were so impressed that when we put the system in, we actually had them stub out an extra line. In the future, we intend to air condition one of our hall, which is a very large hall itself. Instead of using 5 air conditioning compressor units, we're going to go to a Symbiont type of system.
Wow. So not only did you save approximately, you said $18,000 a year.
That's correct.
Your savings were at 84%, which is spot on with the number Sandy was estimating. So you saved 84%. Now, that's a one-time savings only. You're never going to see that savings again, right?
Oh, every year we use it, we're going to see that savings. If we would have gone back to propane, actually, I do believe the cost of propane is actually higher now than we originally had it was.
Okay, so you're saving more money.
Yes, exactly. But it's kind of hard to quantify that number because fluctuating prices and so on. But I'm sure we're saving conservatively at least $18,000 a year, which looks at us basically to be paying the system for itself in about 2.5 years.
And you are listening to Community Matters. I am attorney Kevin Wells. I am your host. And right now we are talking to Lee Howell of Terra Siesta Co-op, located in Ellington. And we're talking about a real-life system, Symbiont, that was installed within 2 years ago. And we're talking about the actual numbers that they are seeing last year and this year. And the approximate number was $18,000 per year in savings. And Lee, you were estimating that number may actually go up.
That's correct.
If the cost of propane goes up, that number will go up accordingly. So that's just an amazing savings to me. I mean, $18,000 per year for most of my clients would be a budget changer.
It was for us too, no doubt. I mean, it will take a little time for us to recoup the actual cost of the system. But if you actually, like I said, I'm a numbers guy. You look at the cost of a propane unit, your average propane unit will only give you 2 to 3 years worth of work and then they're shot. So you have to replace them every 2 to 3 years. They're roughly in the $4,000 to $5,000 range. Whereas our particular unit, because of the way we're set up, we've spent roughly a little bit better than $40,000, and over the estimated life, the material cost of the equipment actually almost comes out to a break even. So it's no different cost-wise in the actual mechanics involved over the same period of time. It's just you just keep on saving the money on the supply of propane.
Now, did you offset the increase in the manager's salary?
Of course not. It don't work that way.
Well, didn't you get a percent of the money saved?
Like, no, I'd love that. No, we never worked that way, unfortunately.
That's not allowed. Disclaimer. No one does that.
But it was. They were very happy with me once we first saw the first year's results.
I can only imagine. And you said the basic buyback or the payoff was 2.5 years.
That's correct.
So it pays for itself in 2.5 years.
That's the rough numbers, yes.
Wow, that's amazing. So after 2.5 years, in effect, your cooperative will be putting around $18,000 to $20,000 into their pocket because they're not writing a check to the propane company.
That's correct. There's no doubt about it. As gas prices go up, it'll probably even be better.
Wow, that's just amazing.
And one of the amazing things with the system, it was also, we always had a problem with dips in temperature.
Yes.
Okay. We'd at night it would go down and daytime it would go up, and we always had a kind of a fluctuation. It's been amazing that since we put the system in, we've basically, our biggest fluctuation's been a degree and a half, and that's just on extremely cold days, which within a couple hours, it was right back up to temp.
Wow.
It's an incredible system, and you really need to check it out if you're having a large pool on a commercial level. There's no doubt about it. It'll do well for you.
I know one of the things our more senior citizens will complain about is when you have those large swings and the heated pool temperature, especially first thing in the morning, that they will call the manager and go, Lee, the pool's cold. What's going on?
Turn up the heat. Let's make it go.
I pay my assessments, yes. Lee. Yes. You need to get this thing warmed up in the morning.
Don't have those calls anymore. It's a constant. And we have to monitor our pool very closely because of the exercise class we have. We're very limited as to when it can go on. If it's below the temperature, we have to call it off. I haven't called off a class in a year.
Wow.
It's been very good for us. It's worked out just perfectly. We're in a unique situation, as Holly and Sandy both said. We have a nice lake right across the street from the pool, which worked out really well for us. We have not seen any change in our lake. It's stayed a constant. There's no water level drops or anything like that. And if there's a temperature difference, listen, the ducks and the geese and everything I got over there don't seem to mind it at all. In fact, I've picked up a new otter that's made it his home. I think he might like it a little bit more.
All right. Again, you are listening to Community Matters. I am your host, Attorney Kevin Wells. And it is that time to take a short break to hear from the show's sponsors. But please stay tuned and we'll be right back talking about geothermal heating. Welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, Attorney Kevin Wells. And in the studio today, we have Symbiont Service Corporation, we have Sandy King and Holly Howarth, and we also have Lee Howell from Terracea Cooperative. And Lee's explaining to us his real-life experience with installing Symbiont and the geothermal heating of at least one very large 50,000-gallon pool where you guys are saving. And Lee, tell me that number again. What was that
estimate? $18,000 a year.
$18,000
That's conservative,
per year.
Too.
Wow. And you said your buyback or your payoff was how many years?
Two and a half years.
You're saving around $18,000 to $20,000 per year. Now, I assume the Symbiont system is going to be completely worn out and replaced within 3 years, right?
No way.
No? What is your expected life of your Symbiont? And I guess, Sandy, this is a good question for you.
Basically, it's a 15 to 20 year serviceable life. We recommend maintenance like any mechanical system and to maintain it properly. But you can expect 15 to 20 years life expectancy out of the unit.
Wow. I wish I could do that math in my head. 20,000 a year, let's say, 20 years. I think rough numbers, that's 400,000 in savings.
You're right about there.
You were good. Mm-hmm. Our calculations were 427,000 over the 20-year life.
You notice as an attorney, I simplified that math greatly to something I can do because I'm not a CPA. So roughly $420,000 in savings.
Over the life
of the equipment. Wow. That to me is just staggering. Why aren't more associations doing this with that kind of savings over a 20-year period?
Well, I guess Symbiont will need to improve their marketing.
Absolutely, because to me, this seems to be a no-brainer. At a 2.5-year payoff, $18,000 to $20,000 savings per year, and that's on one pool. I was thinking in my head, if you were actually heating both pools, if they were comparable sizes, you would be saving twice that money, maybe more, because assuming the cost of installing on two pools wouldn't be twice as much, so you could be saving even twice that money if you were heating both pools.
True, but the theory is you can't save what you're not spending.
Sure.
So if it's a non-heated pool, or if you're not, if you're not heating it up to a temperature that you really want, then you can't save it if you're not spending
right.
it. So it's, some of it's theoretical, but in Lee's case, he he was spending it with the LP gas. So right. He did experience it, at least on the pool that he's heating now.
Yeah. Being a numbers guy, you calculated the numbers at 18,000 approximately per year.
Just a little over 18,000 a year.
Now, Lee, you guys had solar before this, right?
Yes. We were using a solar system to augment the gas system that we had. And quite frankly, the results were terrible. The installation we were really not set up for the proper installation. We couldn't roof mount the solar unit, so they had to mount it on the ground. So even though we may have gotten a little savings during the day, what happened is that solar system at night became a collector of the ground temp, which would lower the pool when it would first shift on in the morning. And now I'm not trying to heat, my gas is heating up my cold solar water.
Now, explain that to me. You kind of lost me. You said the solar would actually cool the pool in the morning.
Actually,
why is that?
What occurs is when your solar system is not producing or generating a heat from the sun, they'll switch off. Okay. Well, that water remains in that system. When that water then cools down overnight because it had contact to the ground, when it first comes on and turns that valve open, all that cold water rushes into your pool.
Oh, I follow.
Okay, so now your propane heater has to turn on and heat the water from the solar system just to bring it up to where it was before. Literally, you probably, at best, we were probably getting a 5% savings from our solar system. And our solar system almost cost half of what our geothermal system cost.
Yeah, solar systems are not cheap to install.
No, they're not. And they're very heavy on maintenance.
Right. Now, let me back up to one thing you said also. You had the geothermal system installed by Symbiont, and you're planning ahead to use the Symbiont geothermal to cool and heat your clubhouse one day. Explain that to me.
We're in a nice situation where we have a nice-sized lake across the street from our pool with our clubhouse is connected to our pool.
How big is your lake? Is it one of these retention ponds we dump water into, basically?
It's a good-sized retention
pond. So it's not a natural lake that's 100 acres.
This is a man-made retention area that was required by our friends at Swift Mud when the property was built. And it's the main retention area for the whole community. And we're like I said, we're just under 400 acres, so it's a nice-sized retention pond. That being said, we were able to not only probably heat our pool with it, but we're also going to be able to air condition and heat our main clubhouse. Our main clubhouse, we can seat about 250 people for dinner. Plus, we have a full commercial kitchen involved. It takes 5 air conditioning units now to heat and cool it. I don't know where we're going with that on how many Symbiont systems we'll need. But as you can imagine, our electric cost is pretty high.
And again, you are listening to Community Matters. I am your host, Attorney Kevin Wells. And in the studio today, we're all talking to Symbiont Service Corporation representatives and Lee Howell. Now, Sandy, walk me back, if you can. Symbiont started off, or at least the theory was, you used this in air conditioning.
Right.
Correct?
We're licensed air conditioning contractors as a company. It is a heat pump, which is the mechanical device to transfer the heat, the Symbiont is. But we also started in the air conditioning business. That's where the company originated. And then we went to the pool heating, and now we still do both. The water is an excellent transfer of heat. If you're sitting in 75-degree water, you're going to be cold. If you're in a 75-degree room, you're going to feel pretty comfortable. So that water transfers the heat so much more efficiently than air. So the application for whether you're heating or cooling, because we do cool the pools with the Symbiont in the summertime, but we can also heat and cool a home now, or a commercial building, or you know, a clubhouse, whatever your needs are. It's still a mechanical device, but using water instead of air. So we can, in Lee's case, we can use that same lake and transfer the heat. Now, they won't be Symbiont because we're not AHRI and all set up for that, but they'll be Bosch units, but they'll still be geothermal. So we'll have an air for the building that'll blow air into the building, but it'll be cooled. That air will be cooled off by using that lake and the same principles as the Symbiont, using a compressor and Freon and all that. So it's just so much more efficient than an air source air conditioner that the savings is pretty tremendous. Now, it won't be the 84% that he got with this pool, but it is going to be in the range of 30%, and the life expectancy is still double. So a geothermal heat pump for air conditioning is twice the life expectancy of a conventional air conditioning system.
Wow, twice. Mm-hmm. So that mm-hmm. saves you on the reoccurring
replacement
yes. of your AC compressor.
Yes.
Now, I assume they have five large AC compressors now. If and when they switch over to the Symbiont system, those five compressors simply go away. And what gets put back in their place?
Still a heat pump. The Bosch is the unit we're currently using. Whether we go package unit or split, I'm not sure what was planned for there. But a BTU is a BTU. So whatever BTU load is required on that clubhouse when they have it filled up for meals, 250 people, then however many BTUs the load is on that building will match that with the BTUs from geothermal. And so it could be five again, but we'll do the load calc at the time and come up with the right application.
Now, when the Symbiont systems are running, I'm assuming there's a motor involved, there's electricity that will be expended. Mm-hmm. How does that compare to a typical AC system, electricity cost-wise?
It's similar. In air conditioning, you have an EER or an SEER, that's your efficiency rating. For heating, it's a COP. So the numbers are similar, but a typical 15 SEER air conditioner with geothermal, you can get 26.
Wow.
So it's, and the higher the number, the better. So the efficiency rating is way higher for geothermal air conditioning than it is for conventional air conditioning.
And you said the equipment will have twice the expected life?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Because it's not, the air coil's not exposed. It's a package, and it's all enclosed, and you're just running water through the heat exchanger, the lake water. So it just doesn't get worn out by the elements as bad. And it's a higher efficiency, so the compressor's not working as hard.
What would be the cost difference, I don't know if you know the numbers, for Terra Siesta, where if they were going to replace all five of the AC units at one time versus install what they need for just that portion of the geothermal? Is it comparable numbers, or is the geothermal more?
In his case, it's definitely comparable because he has the lake. We don't have to drill the wells. If we had to drill the wells, right on top, you'd have to add the cost of the wells. Geothermal equipment is more expensive than conventional because they aren't as mass produced, because not as many people are doing it. Mm-hmm. So the prices are still a little bit higher for it, but it is very comparable, especially no wells.
Well, what I heard you say also that was key to me just as a consumer is, although it's going to be a comparable price for Terra Siesta, it's going to last twice as long.
And be more efficient.
Yes. To me, that's where you can't take a very short-term view of it. If you take a long-term view, you're going to save money. The only question is how much.
Yes. Return on investment is a key motivator for buying geothermal, besides being green and energy efficient.
Right. Absolutely. Again, you are listening to Community Matters. We are talking to Sandy from Symbiont Service Corporation and Lee Howell from Terra Siesta. It is time to hear from the show's sponsors, but we will be right back, so please stay tuned. Welcome back to Community Matters, your resource for the latest community association news. It is now that time in the program where we can talk to Cindy Bass, and she can give us our latest community association news. Cindy, if you would, take it away.
Thank you, Kevin. As always, we give you the now information on community association education in our community, Sarasota and Manatee County. We always start off with CAI, Community Associations Institute, the West Florida chapter. They have on March 26, CAI 101. For those of you who do not know about CAI, this is a must-go-to free event, an hour-long seminar of teaching you everything, all the benefits you could get from CAI. So again, that is on March 26, CAI 101. Immediately following that, they always have a social. On March 26, Gecko's Grill and Pub on Clark Road. You do not have to be a member to go to either one of these events on March 26. For more information on this and to register for these events, you can visit caiwestflorida.org. Also, CAI always has a breakfast meeting the first Wednesday of every month. The next one is on April 1st. Go to their website, caiwestflorida.org, for more information on this. The Law Offices of Kevin T. Wells presents on March 23rd, free DBPR condo and HOA director certification courses. This will be held at the Venice Community Center. For more information on this, you can contact Kevin's colleague, Estelle, at 941-366-9191, or you can email Estelle directly at epittman@kevinwellspa.com. MOGCI, Managers of the Gulf Coast, is hosting a Breaking Down the Bid seminar on March 25th at the Ramada Inn in Venice. For more information on this, you can visit www.mogci.com. Lastly, your community partners, First Friday of the Month Lunch and Learn, April 3rd. This is a free event for managers and board members. Mike Angers with Brown & Brown Insurance will be talking about flood insurance and the new laws and updates beginning on April 1st. This is a very big thing. April 1st, 2015 update on flood insurance. For more information on this free event, you can contact me directly at 941-266-2264 or email me directly at cindybass@pestguardtermite.com.
Cindy, thank you very much. Now, Sandy, Holly, and Lee, if I can turn back to Symbiont, it doesn't make any sense to me why everyone is not doing this. With the cost savings of $18,000 to $20,000 per year for Terra Siesta, a 2.5-year payback of basically at your break-even amount, where after that you're, you know, making money, if you will. What are you guys doing to go out and educate the community about the benefits geothermal will offer to the condominiums, the co-ops, and the HOAs?
That's a good question, Kevin. We do need to educate, and we've gotten approved for a couple of classes. We teach classes for the CAM license. They have to have continuing ed credits. And we have a two-hour course called Choosing the Right Pool Heating System. We have a one-hour course called Pool Heating Methods, and we're waiting on approval on another one-hour course called What is Geothermal Pool Heating? To just try to educate them in more broad spectrum of what's all involved for pool heating, what all your options are and your choices. And Holly does a great job of going around and setting up these classes, and she can elaborate more on that.
Yes, they can call me or email me, and I'll be happy to come in. We like to go in. We can go into a community, and we'll, you know, set up a time and a date that's convenient for their people, and we'll come in and teach the course, maybe bring a snack or so. And to get a hold of me, you can call directly at 941-716-1013. You can also email me at holly@symbiontservice.com. And then also, there's a lot of, like there's a 3-minute video out on our website. So if they like to visit our website and view that 3-minute video, that helps also with a little bit of the explanation of how the geo works. Mm-hmm. And that website is www.geothermalflorida.com.
Now, Holly, if one of our listeners, a condominium HOA co-op, if they want to contact you, will you come out and just walk their property, look at their pool, and walk them through basically what we've been talking about on the show? That geothermal, explain to them how it works, you know, see if they have a large lake or even a mid-sized lake nearby and what kind of benefits that will give them. So can you respond to like a telephone call and go out personally and meet with the manager or maybe the president?
Well, I would be happy to do that. And also I have estimators that can come out with me, and it doesn't cost anything for them to come out, and they go in, we do it like a site survey, and they'll look at all the options. Because we are a pool heating company.
Sure.
Okay, so, and then we'll see what best fits them, and we can provide them with the numbers like we did with Lee and stuff. So just give me a call or email me. I'd be happy to set that up.
So not only can you offer the pool heating, the pool cooling, if one of these large condominiums, HOAs, or even, you know, modest size, if they're looking to replace their air conditioning units, that can be the segue to going to geothermal with the long-term plan of perhaps heating a pool when they have that in the budget.
Yes. Yes.
So it's all basically working off the same technology, the same Symbiont service, where kind of like what Lee did at Terra Siesta, you went the pool heating route first because that was the clearest and easiest way to save money, but your long-range plan is to heat and cool the clubhouse.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense for us in our situation that we're so close to a water source And the longevity of the equipment right there just makes my job a whole lot easier, to be quite honest.
Now, Lee, were you guys covering your pool before?
No. Actually, in Manatee County, you have a little problem with that. And my insurance providers weren't really happy with that idea either.
With pool covering?
That's correct.
There's some liability associated,
just
I hear.
A little. Just a little. You have to have it on by certain hours, and your pool closing times become very exact. And just to have some staff to put it on and take it off is a good bit amount of staff just to do that.
And like staff you said, it's a requirement. You can't have staff take it off some days at this time. I mean, it's set in stone.
Correct? Exactly. If I'm going to make my girls do their exercises first thing in the morning at about 7:30, so staff better be there and have that pool uncovered.
And one of the things, I've had another condominium of mine use the Symbiont. Their pool is lit, so they keep it open, you know, till 10, 11 o'clock at night because it's lit according to code. And one of the issues they were having with the propane was when the temperature in the air drops, the propane was struggling to keep the pool warm later in the hours when it got colder. Symbiont, I'd assume, would work better for that situation also.
Yes, it's still BTUs, so right. Probably they didn't have the right BTUs with the gas heater when they sized the job. And that's part of what we do on our survey. We look at all the conditions of the pool, the depth, the wind exposure, the sun exposure, the temperature desired by the potential customer. And we factor all that in. And we try to make it, you know, turnkey, easy transition. We're licensed for electrical also. So we say we're one company, one call, complete comfort. So you don't have to go to a bunch of subcontractors to get the project done. We handle the permits. We take care of all the coordination with well drillers if we have to drill wells. So we just come in, we survey, we see what the job needs, we handle everything, and it's kind of a smooth transition. Takes time to put it in, but it is we try to make it as smooth as possible.
You're like a turnkey organization then.
Yes.
Now, I know some of my condominium directors. I can just hear one of them in my background saying, well, that geothermal, it sounds like a great new technology. Let's give it a few years, see if there's any problems with it. This truly is not a new technology,
no,
is it?
No.
How long has it been around?
Well, if you think about cooling towers on condominiums, that's water source. Mm-hmm. It's actually been around, gosh, when Carrier started air conditioning. I mean, it's been around for years. It's when they did ammonia instead of Freon. And so it's still, the source was water instead of air. So, I mean, since refrigeration started.
How long has Symbiont been providing these services, your company?
Well, we originally started in 1989, the Symbiont Service Corp. And my father designed the Symbiont back in the early 80s. So the Symbiont part of it was since the early 80s.
It was 1983.
Okay. Yeah. Good job, Molly.
So much for new technology. This is a proven technology.
Yeah, it's not really new. Mm-hmm. And we have thousands and thousands of, you know, if you look at our list between the combination residential, commercial, we have so many customers. And it's just, you know, we have a lot of happy customers. We want more, obviously. Mm-hmm. But
well, it's interesting what Lee said is what sold his board. I mean, not really the sales presentation or what you can do, is when they went to a neighboring community and actually talked to them and said, you know, is this working for you? You know, are you saving money? But Lee, that's what you said sold your board, right?
Absolutely. I went to where a unit was being used and said, okay, they said, we don't know exactly how much we're saving, but we know it's a lot. Right. I mean, we can give you know, we really haven't done a study. And that's exactly when my board looked at me and said, oh, we're doing a study.
And Lee, as the numbers guy, went, okay, I can do that.
You can do that.
Okay. Sandy, Holly, would one of you give us your contact information for Symbiont one more time for the listeners?
Absolutely. Our direct number is 941-474-9306. But our website is www.geothermalflorida.com. My direct number, if you're talking about courses and stuff like that, or even a survey, would be 941-716-1013.
Holly, Sandy, Lee, thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, if you missed any part of this program, it will be available on podcast starting Monday about 3 o'clock. If you go to WSRQradio.com, click on the Community Matters area, you can download the podcast without commercials, and you can listen to this entire show again. If you would like to have your board listen to this show, again, WSRQradio.com, and you can click on the Community Matters area. go to today's date and look for geothermal or Symbiont, and you will find today's program. Thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you again next week.